showers and isolated thunderstorms that could bring some gusty winds to the area. Our temperatures will be dropping down through the 60s and about 55 to 62 degrees by early Thursday. By morning, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies and clearing. Should be a nice day, just shy of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
There is some pretty heavy rain west of Hagerstown, Maryland, pushing east. And also parts of West Virginia getting the rain at this hour. Georgetown, 65 degrees, dropping to the 50s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, history on Capitol Hill as the Senate dismisses impeachment charges against the Secretary of Homeland Security. The latest from CBS News on the way.
Targeting gun crimes in D.C., what a two-year crackdown shows. I'm Kate Ryan.
How investigators in Baltimore cracked a cold case that involved the killing of a D.C. police officer. I'm Mike Marilla.
Virginia lawmakers are practically starting from scratch on the state's budget.
Women's college hoops saw a surge in popularity this year. So are the Mystics in that mix, too? I'm John Doe.
Game 1, Caps Rangers, is Sunday at 3 p.m. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Boeing was under fire in the Senate, the subject of two hearings Wednesday. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
Testified at one of two overlapping Senate hearings focused on safety and quality control problems at Boeing.
The Senate quickly dismissed impeachment charges brought by the House against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the reaction from the Biden administration.
A White House spokesman released a statement that reads, "Once and for all, the Senate has rightly voted down this baseless impeachment that even conservative legal scholars said was unconstitutional." Ian Sams went on to say, "President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will continue doing their jobs to keep America safe and pursue actual solutions at the border, and congressional Republicans should join them." The statement wraps up by calling the impeachment a baseless political stunt while killing real bipartisan border security reforms.
Also in Washington, there was a hearing about the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Columbia University student Eden Yadigar told reporters her school has failed to adequately deal with the issue.
"Many Jewish students are too fearful to report incidents of discrimination and harassment that occur both in and out of the classroom because of how little faith they have that the university will take the necessary steps to protect them."
Hawaii's attorney general released a report about last year's Maui wildfires. Texts and calls show Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson had a delayed response to the disaster. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At 3:15 p.m., as the fire grew in intensity, state officials tried to reach him, asking if he was in the emergency operations center. They were told no. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
A new report from the Commonwealth Fund shows persistent and pervasive health care disparities for people of color, including a stark racial divide in premature deaths in all 50 states. Commonwealth Fund President Dr. Joseph Bettencourt.
Decades of policy choices at the federal, state, and local levels, combined with underinvestment in equity among local healthcare systems, has had a discriminatory impact and contributed to poor health outcomes for people
of
color.
The report recommends changes, including expanding state Medicaid programs. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 12:03. Thursday morning, April 18th. Welcome into the midnight hour. Scattered showers, some isolated gusty thunderstorms could pop up. Some clearing and later on some patchy fog by daybreak. 55 to 65 for the low. We're at 63 degrees in our nation's capital right now. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. The Department of Homeland Security is where we begin this morning unveiling a new ad campaign aimed at preventing child exploitation and abuse online.
A new PSA shows how reports of suspected online exploitation have climbed dramatically in recent years.
Predators go where the kids are. In the past, playgrounds, parks. Now, the digital environment is the playground for these kids.
But in a report this week, the American Psychological Association said tech companies need to make fundamental changes to their platforms to better protect kids. On CBS Mornings, Meta's global head of safety responded to that criticism.
We're not trying to pass the buck to parents, but we all need to work together, whether that's DHS, whether it's us, whether it's parents, to help protect kids online.
Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
WTOP at 1204. Are D.C. and federal officials getting results these days after 2 years of working to prosecute gun-related crimes? WTOP's Kate Ryan has the latest findings for us Thursday morning.
Project Safe Neighborhoods was launched in D.C. 2 years ago.
We've accepted 127 cases for federal prosecution under this effort.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves on what the data shows.
Targets of these cases have an average of six prior felony arrests. More than half of them were previously arrested for robbery. Roughly 20% of them were previously arrested for homicide.
And he said more than half are suspects in past shootings. According to Graves' office, more than 50 of the defendants have been sentenced after being tried or pleading guilty. Graves gave the update as the district reports overall violent crime is down 22%. Compared to the same time last year. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05 Thursday morning. In 2017, an off-duty D.C. police officer was shot and killed as he sat in a car with his girlfriend in Baltimore. Now, we hear more than 6 years later, WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us police have made an arrest.
Back in November of that year, after going out shopping, D.C. Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. was sitting in his personal car with his girlfriend when another car drove up and someone opened fire, killing Mason and injuring the woman. Now police say they have the shooter, 24-year-old Deion Thompson. Baltimore police say a witness came forward last year claiming Thompson confessed to them and the facts added up. It's believed he shot the couple after he thought they were there to rob him or get payback for a robbery he committed. He, in fact, didn't know that. Thompson's in jail in New Jersey on drug charges and will be brought to Baltimore to face first-degree murder charges, among others. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith on the arrest.
To the family and friends of Sergeant Mason and our whole MPD family, I hope this development brings some measure of closure to a life that was lost too soon.
Two other men are also believed to have been part of the shooting. One has since died. The other remains on the run. In Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
12:06 Thursday morning on WTOP. Let's talk sports stuff on WTOP this early morning. Record numbers of fans are tuning in to women's basketball these days, and it's not just the games. Even the recent WNBA draft quadrupled its previous high viewership. The Washington Mystics play in the second smallest arena right now in the league. WTOP's John Doman tells us this morning that means the team could be a hot ticket this summer.
While interest in the Mystics has been up in recent years,
demand this season has really been unprecedented.
Allison McCauley's the chief business officer for the Mystics.
And the interest, especially after Monday night's draft, has really been extraordinary.
Season tickets and single game tickets are up substantially. Well into the double digits is about as much as she would say about it. Tickets for the game that brings Caitlin Clark to town in June are selling for hundreds of dollars right now. And McCauley admits there's some discussion about moving that and some other games to a bigger venue.
We'd really like to allow as many fans as possible to enjoy the game.
John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:07, unfolding money and tax developments out of Richmond this week. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers have agreed now to essentially toss out the state budgets that they've been fighting over and start fresh. A Virginia lawmaker confirming the plan to WTOP this morning. It reportedly will happen sometime next month. On WTOP, the Washington Post's Greg Schneider, who covers Virginia politics.
Well, the way they all talk sounds like they've all seen the light and they're ready to sit down and work this out. The rhetoric, they all talk about turning down the temperature and slowing some of this harsh rhetoric that they've been throwing at one another. Senator Lucas and Governor Youngkin stood side by side in the rotunda of the Capitol and said that they were working together now. So we'll see.
The General Assembly reconvened for the purpose of ending the impasse, the governor offering more than 200 plus amendments total to the budget because of disagreements over taxes. There was a threat that the governor would veto the whole document. A new budget needs to be in place by the end of June this summer, or there could be a state government shutdown. Just keep it here. We got you covered on WTOP. We will certainly keep you updated. Good morning. Welcome in. It's Thursday morning, April 18. Thanks for starting the early midnight hour with us here at WTOP, where the time now, to be exact, is 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Ken Berger this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. An accident-free ride all through the DMV with nothing reported out of the ordinary except for some scheduled work zones, which are on the Beltway, the inner loop after Springfield. You're going to find the left side blocked and then the outer loop at Van Dorn Street. Two right lanes are closed. In Virginia, northbound 95 at US 17 Mills Drive, center lane, right lane reported blocked. Then northbound 95 at Virginia 3 Plank Road heading up to the Rappahannock River. The left lane gets by with alternating closures in the right lanes. That's causing just a brief delay. And then southbound 95, left lane shut down between Quantico and Aquia Harbor. No delays and no backups on southbound 95 because of the work zone that blocks the left lane on the approach to Warrington Road. Westbound 66, just east of 29 and 124 in Arlington, that's during some Assam barrier work with the right lane right shoulder closed. And then westbound near the Leesburg Pike, the left lane and both shoulders mobile alternate enclosures. You're going to find the same situation on the eastbound side of 66 between the Pike and the Dulles Toll Road. Again, with the left shoulder, right shoulder, left lane, all mobile alternate enclosures, but no congestion either side of 66, whether inside or outside the Beltway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Could have a strong thunderstorm or two hitting the area early this morning, especially north and west of D.C. Temperatures this morning, 55 to 62 degrees. For your afternoon, just under 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 62 in Manassas, 65 Metro Center, 61 Frederick, Maryland, 63 degrees and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 1210. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Our first visit this midnight hour with Jeff Claybaugh this morning.
Home price gains may be accelerating. Fannie Mae says the median price in the first quarter was up 7.5% from a year ago. Red Lobster might file for bankruptcy reorganization. If it does, its restaurants would keep operating. A Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington survey shows 64% of restaurant owners rank economic conditions in D.C. as unfavorable. The Dow lost 46 points Wednesday. The Nasdaq lost 182. That was 1%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Our first midnight hour checking overseas. Asian stocks are higher this morning across the board. The Nikkei is up this hour about 128 points. The Kospi is up 43. The Hang Seng is up 210. The Shanghai is up 17. Good morning. Welcome in. Whatever happened to Crystal City and HQ2? We're in depth with an answer for you coming right up on WTOP. Don't go away.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news. Feel the beat and the
rhythm of the night. You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
April 18th, good Thursday morning. Welcome into WTOP in the midnight hour. Glad you're with us this early morning. If you're just joining us, welcome. Scattered showers are out there. Isolated gusty thunderstorms may pop up, Veronica says, towards daybreak. Some clearing in parts of the area with patchy fog in parts of the area by the time you rise in the morning. 55 to 65 for the actual low. We are down a degree to 62 at our nation's capital right now. Good morning. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. We are so glad you're with us this morning, where the time now on WTOP is 12:13.
This is WTOP News.
You may remember how jazzed the Crystal City area was years ago about getting Amazon's HQ2, but what was supposed to be an economic engine and job creator for the moment seems to have just turned into the opposite. This morning, to flesh this out, we turned to Washington Post local reporter Teo Armas, who joins us to explain why HQ2 is shedding jobs, apparently, instead of actually creating them as they were going to do.
Basically, when Amazon came to Arlington in 2018, it made a deal with Virginia officials that it was going to gradually ramp up its workforce there, gradually hire up to 25,000 or even more employees. And that contract basically came with a schedule by which they would follow that. Amazon was actually ahead of schedule through the end of 2022, but we just got data and also comments from Amazon confirming that in the year 2023, they actually didn't hire anyone at all, even though that contract said that they were supposed to hire 2,665 new employees at HQ2.
Now, we know that Amazon has been laying people off in various divisions. Is this just an extension of that?
Yes and no. The total workforce at HQ2 has gone down, and the company says that that is in part because of layoffs. We haven't really gotten a clear answer as to that question fully, but it seems like that's a mix of a hiring freeze or a hiring slowdown, those layoffs, and then also just general attrition and turnover, you know, people leaving jobs and then company just not filling those jobs because of its mandate right now.
We, of course, know about the general economic ebb and flow. Is most everyone observing this counting on turning it around in a year or two, or is it very much on a downward trajectory?
You know, that's a great question, and I think we have to wait and see. At this point, Amazon's chief executive, Andy Jassy, sent a letter to shareholders a little bit earlier this month, basically saying that the company had to do some cost cutting, and it's going to have to continue doing that cost cutting. But this contract with Virginia that it has lasts until 2038. So there's certainly plenty of time for Amazon to turn it around, but the company has not really made any indication soon that that's going to happen.
You mentioned there was a deal with the local government to create jobs. Would Amazon have to pay any kind of penalty? Is there a price for this, or is it simply just muddle through and see what they come up with in a few years?
Yeah. So one of the things that a lot of economic development experts I've talked to have said is that Virginia's deal with Amazon was actually structured very smartly compared to a lot of the other deals or incentives packages meant to try and attract HQ2, because the state government does not pay Amazon any money, any of those taxpayer subsidies, if and until Amazon creates those jobs and then also keeps those jobs. So basically, you know, if there's no jobs, there's no money. Amazon last year put in its sort of first application for that first round of subsidies from Virginia. And if it keeps those jobs, they'll end up getting, you know, I think it's something north of $150 million from the state. But if it sheds those jobs and doesn't preserve them, that payout that it gets from the state is going to ultimately go down when they get that check a couple of years from now.
Here on WTOP, that's Washington Post local reporter Teo Armas in the conversation with our Dimitri Silva. Quick look at the top stories we're following this early Thursday morning for you on WTOP. Virginia lawmakers back at it, starting over on the state budget after reaching a deal with Governor Glenn Youngkin. The Senate dismisses impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. And a Boeing whistleblower testifies on the Hill about the company's safety culture, or lack thereof. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
What's the color of your commute? On the Virginia Railway Express, it's green. Green for the dollars you save and green for the reduction in your carbon footprint. Riding VRE is a win, both for your wallet and the environment. And the benefits go beyond that. Experience a commute like no other. Safe, reliable, convenient, and comfortable. Visit VRE.org to find your green ride. That's VRE.org.
Good Thursday morning, April 18th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now is 12:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Good morning again to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center Thursday.
Thank you, Dean. The only work zone reported in Maryland on the Beltway is on the inner loop in Montgomery County over by River Road. Scheduled two right lanes blocked. Two left lanes are open, but no delays as you come across the American Legion Bridge from Virginia into Maryland, and nothing else going on in Prince George's County on the Beltway. With all lanes clear, there are no delays anywhere that you go. Likewise, in Virginia, while there are a couple of work zones, there are no delays. The work zone on the inner loop after the Springfield interchange blocks the left side. And then two right lanes getting by the road work on the outer loop at Van Dorn Street. Again, no delays past these work zones with a light volume of traffic. Northbound 95 at US 17 Mills Drive, south of Fredericksburg. Center lane, right lane blocked. Also northbound 95 at Virginia 3 Plank Road heading up to the Rappahannock River. Left lane getting by that road work with alternating closures in the right lanes with just a very brief delay. Southbound 95 left lane blocked between Quantico and Aquia Harbor. And then 95 southbound approaching US 17 Warrenton Road. Left lane is closed. Those work zones on the southbound side of 95 not causing any trouble. On southbound 395 in Virginia between Glebe Road and King Street, you've got the left lane getting by the road work. Have the heart of service. Montgomery County Police is hiring. Permanent shifts, 4-day work week, high salaries, and a $20,000 hiring bonus. Apply at joinmcp.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up after traffic and weather this midnight half hour on WTOP.
We look at why this morning's commute was one of the worst of the year.
This was terrible.
I'm Nick Einelli.
On storm alert until 4 a.m. in the morning, as we could see a gusty thunderstorm or two, especially in our northwestern zones. Northwest of the district, we'll have temperatures starting out in the mid-50s to lower 60s across the area. Afternoon temperatures just shy of 80 degrees. It will be a day with partly sunny skies, so pretty nice for the day this Thursday. Meanwhile, on Friday, mostly cloudy skies expected with a few stray showers, and temperatures in the afternoon just shy of 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
61 degrees up in Marlboro, 62 Woodbridge. We're up a couple, back to 64 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around, midnight hour, Thursday morning, April 18th, here at WTOP by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's 888-5-H-E-L-M-E-T. Gutter Helmet. Check them out. And still ahead this morning.
The dude abides in D.C. with the Lebowski experience at Pearl Street Warehouse. I'm Jason Fraley.
Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. It's 1221.
You're with WTOP. Van Dean Lane.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the Better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done, but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the Better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the Better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
A Thursday morning, April 18th. Thanks for starting your day with us this midnight hour. Time now, 1222, to be exact, on WTOP this morning. Welcome.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Well, that Wednesday morning commute around here was quite a nightmare for many in Maryland and Virginia. We can blame it this morning on a road project near the American Legion Bridge that went too late into the early rush hour. Some drivers say a commute, which usually takes them about 40 minutes, ended up being like 2 hours to get to work. This morning, WTOP's Nick Einelli looks back at what happened here.
Construction crews have been working during the overnight hours on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area. They're supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but this time...
It took longer than expected.
Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation says workers ran into some issues lifting up steel girders and locking them into place.
They had to take that extra time to make sure it was safe before they could reopen traffic.
It really messed up the Beltway. And then there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was just a perfect storm.
This is one of the worst traffic mornings that we have had this year. I mean, I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Entertainment this morning. More local university students, it seems, are getting the chance to learn Swiftonomics. That is the economic impact left behind by superstar Taylor Swift. American University is offering the economics course this fall, following in the footsteps of schools like Harvard and Stanford. Swiftonomics was proposed by two economic students at AU. It's said to explore the anti-hero singer's business footprint, early earnings from her near-billion-dollar Eras tour, and her impact overall on the Ticketmaster monopoly debate and more. Do you love the movie The Big Lebowski? Well, if you do, if so, a live concert is on the way, a tribute to Coming to D.C. And WTOP's Jay Fraze with us, entertainment editor Jason Fraley, talking with the band members about the experience.
I mean, obviously, the songs everybody knows, the Kenny in the First Edition, but there's other stuff that's not quite rock and roll. There's some sort of proto-punk with the Monks, and then you get into some very jazzy stuff with Nina Simone and 50s Exotica with Ema Sumac. It's a huge variety of music.
Chris Boson sings as the Dude while Lou Byard sings as Jackie Treehorn.
The highlight is usually the costume contest, because I bet, I don't know, a third or half the people come to the show in costume. And last year, I think the costume contest was won by a guy dressed as a Russian.
Really tied the room together.
He tied the room together for sure.
The concert is Saturday at Pearl Street Warehouse. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Under pressure to sell your home? Relax with Jennifer Young. This is Dave Johnson. As I know, with Jennifer and her team, they are the stress-free real estate agents. I mean, listen to this. A seller recently came to Jennifer Young Homes with a hard number, 3 weeks that he needed to sell. So, property goes up for sale within 24 hours, generated 21 showings, and led to it being under contract with a strong offer, as is, above the list price with no contingencies. Connect with Jennifer Young at 877-611-SELL or go online to jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
A Thursday morning, April 18th, 12:25, our first midnight hit with Rob Whitford.
The Nationals made it a winning West Coast road trip with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers to win two of the three series spanning 9 games in 10 days. What's this trip tell you about your team, Dave Martinez?
They're